This is Greg Moralu with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of January 21st, 2018. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a violent murder now considered to be a possible hate crime. The parents of slain college student Blaze Burdenstein told the LA Times it's possible their son was a victim of a hate crime after new details emerged about his killing. A law enforcement source told the LA Times that Burdenstein was found with more than 20 stab wounds. A former classmate, Samuel Woodard, 20 years old, was arrested last week on suspicion of murder after his DNA was found at the crime scene in Borrego Park and inside his car that tied him to the slaying. Authorities have not revealed a motive for the slaying, but the source said Woodard had claimed Burdenstein kissed him. Burdenstein, 19 years old, was reported missing on January 3rd by his family, who became concerned after he didn't show up for a dental appointment. He was on winter break from the University of Pennsylvania and visiting his parents in Lake Forest when he disappeared. Orange County Undersheriff Don Barnes said detectives used Burdenstein's Snapchat account to identify Woodard, who had picked him up the night before. Burdenstein's body was found on January 10th in a park after rain runoff exposed parts of his remains. A search warrant affidavit obtained by the Orange County Register said that Woodard had dirty fingernails and scratches and abrasions on his hands, and that he could not provide the last name or address of a girlfriend he claimed to have visited after dropping off Burdenstein. When asked about the abrasions by detectives, Woodard allegedly said they came from a fight. And here locally, the LGBTQ Connection announced the start of its first LGBT youth group in Calistoga. Backed with funding from the California Department of Health Services, a group of high school students stepped up and out to be leaders in Calistoga and in the LGBT community with a launch of a new team and support group based at Calistoga High School. The youth leadership team includes four current Calistoga High School students, joined by a former student who came back to Calistoga to mentor the youth. And the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee invites everyone interested to attend their next planning session. It'll take place at the Northwood Restaurant on River Road in Guerneville. This is an opportunity to shape this year's Pride celebration. The meeting happens on Wednesday, February 7th at 7 p.m. And finally, a gender-neutral contra dance featuring music from the Loose Newts happens this Saturday in Sebastopol. No more boys or girls or ladies and gents. They use larks for the person on the left and ravens for the person on the right. This is a fragrance, alcohol, and attitude-free event. Supervised children are welcome. Dancers are asked to bring non-scuffing, soft-soled shoes to protect the floor. If you're new to Contra, you can come an hour before for some dance lessons. The dance happens this Saturday at 8 p.m. at Wishman Hall, 455 Morris Street in Sebastopol.
For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moralia.